Seaman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Thursday, 4 o'clock hour. Mm. It'll be dark in like an hour. But anyway, it's the middle of our show. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Chargers and Raiders. A little bit NBA on the side.
Tell me if we should get into this a little bit today. I think
college football?
Kevin Seifert wrote this. Came out at 7:30 this morning.
No, we've got college football tonight.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, we do. Oh, not on this station, though. We've got the NFL.
No, Craig was talking about the sports lineup for the week.
To either watch or partake
yes,
in another
right.
way.
South Florida's playing Temple. Yes, we do.
Yeah, South Florida's a two-point dog against Temple. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the line is that close.
I don't either, but I like Temple. And then I like Louisiana Lafayette, although I wouldn't touch it, but I like them to bury Coastal Carolina tonight.
Oh, yeah, the Chanticleer's down year for them.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the record?
Not good. Not a good year for the Chanticleers.
Does this paragraph intrigue you guys? The NFL's 2019 officiating fiasco has snaked far beyond the calls we see on Sunday afternoons or in prime time.
Could you be more specific, please, when you say referees debacles?
It has invaded offensive huddles, perverted the league's carefully cultivated replay system, and dented the NFL's integrity. Worse, the debacle has exposed systemic issues that cannot be fixed during the season without unprecedented intervention. That's captivating to me. Kevin Seifert did a whole thing, and man, does it hit you. You read this. I maybe we'll get into a few of these.
I think it's better writing here than the actual.
No. The meat and potatoes are phenomenal.
You're asking me if it intrigued me? I like the writing. I know that the officiating's bad, though.
No, but it really gets into how bad. We know it's bad.
That's why the Dolphins are 1-7.
That's why the Lions are 3-4. No. I guarantee you.
And one. 3-4-1.
But Roger Goodell, and people forget this, his response at the owners' meeting last month, quote, "You see it in every sport." He said, suggests a dramatic solution is unlikely in the coming months, but it is crucial that the NFL not blow off what we've seen as a coincidental accumulation of high-profile controversy. Instead, it can be viewed only as a moment of reckoning for the product it presents to fans.
When's Vegas going to get mad about this?
I mean, they are mad about it.
We're swapping games and results. Lions and Packers I'm just spitballing an example.
Well, and those are the games that we come in and we talk about because the actual outcome was messed with.
Right.
We're not coming in and talking about the game where a meaningless field goal was kicked to take the game from 11 to 8 points and no telling how that affected Lions in
a
Vegas.
A bad beat.
Right.
Now,
right.
The mandate of NFL owners was clear last spring when they approved replay review for pass interference. So there have been 9 reversals and 63 total reviews, 14.2%. So it sounds like they're doing the job.
Hmm. All right. Time. It's only 6 after. What are you waving for like a helicopter
over there?
I'm
going to make sure we didn't get into this before we had to interrupt it with the SportsCenter rundown.
It's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
All right, tonight, Thursday Night Football. Coverage starts at 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN from Oakland with the Raiders, 4-4, hosting the 4-5 LA Chargers. Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green has suffered a setback. He will now be out indefinitely. Zion Williamson? Oh, my God, I had a brain fart.
Williamson says
he's getting stronger, and it's going to play when the Pelicans let him.
When they let him?
Williamson.
Yeah, that's what he said. Remember, I read it to you.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
Not Williams.
He said he'll play when the trainers let him.
You've buried him since the minute he stepped on the Duke campus, and that's why that happened.
Mm. Me?
There's a mental block in your brain about his last name.
Oh, look, that's true.
Right. That's all it was.
But I don't have any bad feelings towards the guy now.
Really?
No,
you've
not at
said
all.
This before. I think this is consistent with what you've said before. You hate Duke and Duke players, but once they're in the NBA,
there are certain.
Yes. Go! There are certain,
oh no, please!
There are certain. Sorry,
Manchester United, everybody.
No, it's Munich.
You back up. Nope, it's Manchester United.
Know your soccer, Pete.
I'm kidding.
There are very few Duke players who I actually hate. Very few.
Grant Hill, awesome person.
One of them.
Christian Laettner, everybody loves him.
Everybody hates Christian Laettner.
They shouldn't, though.
That's something where
I
North
used to hate
Carolina
him too until I saw that
and Kentucky and Indiana and all these great fan bases can come together in their hatred for Christian Laettner.
Yeah, but if you
watch
that...
Well, no, he was a Detroit Piston. I had to like him for a
while. He was a Miami Heat player as well. Guess what? That doesn't erase what you did in college.
But if you watch that 30 for 30, I know he stepped. I know he had his thing, but...
You mean the 30 for 30 called I Hate Christian Laettner?
Yes,
it's pretty good.
Yes.
It was a good watch.
I thought it was excellent.
Did you still hate him after you watched?
Yes. J.J. Redick is number one on that list for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never a Hurley guy.
Yeah.
I never liked Hurley.
No, see, I don't have any problem with Hurley because he never hurt me specifically.
Really? You wanted to smack him.
Yeah.
He was such a... Oh, God.
Which, actually, Cassius Winston for Michigan State this year has an outside shot at breaking his career assist record.
Really?
Yeah. And if Winston doesn't do it, I don't know, because we don't get four-year players anymore.
No.
Like, how long before we get close to breaking that record again?
Could be a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Compiler.
Go back to this NFL thing real quick, because I said there have been 9 reversals and 63 total reviews. So ESPN official analyst John Perry estimates that 25 of the reviews should have been reversed. Even using the highest reasonable standard imaginable, the refusal to overturn has been particularly notable since the start of Week 3. Coaches have been successful on only 2 of their 40 challenges over that period. And Perry said they've raised the bar so high when it's clearly a foul or clearly not a foul, they still haven't made those changes. So they have boxed themselves into a corner, and now they can't win. What is going to happen late in the season when there are clear playoff implications or in the playoffs? If they make a change, then we'll say, whoa, that play happened 40 times during the 17 weeks. You didn't change it, but now you do. Or if they don't change it, then the wrong team moves on to the next round.
But we did that 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, right? 2 years ago.
We changed the rule on the fly.
It was catching the ball and holding it through the ground or completing the catch process or whatever stupid terminology they were throwing out there. And then the I think it was Corey Clement in the back of the end zone in the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Yep.
I mean, you look at it, and yeah, it was a catch, but we had all been conditioned to say, no, he didn't hold onto the ball through the contact of the ground or whatever nonsense they were saying.
But here's what I'm seeing repeatedly, and you guys are too, when we're watching the slow-mo review when a coach challenged. I think we saw this on the
Monday night game.
The Cowboys-Giants game. Where the defender clearly got there before the ball went through the back of the receiver and knocked him down, and you could clearly see it in slow motion, and they still don't change the call when it is clearly pass interference.
Well, they've changed the call on, I think it's 5 out of 52 they've changed the call on this year.
Yeah, it's been running about 10% all year. And it's,
but like Pete said, we had 3 of those in the first 2 weeks.
You're talking about the Engram play? Are you talking about in the
this
Cowboy
past week?
Yeah.
No, wait,
the Cowboy-Giants game in Week 9?
Was that the play?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Okay.
It was over the middle.
Pass intended frame. When the ball goes in the air, this is called a parry, the official. When the ball goes in the air, 5 officials go to that receiver. So we have 5 officials that chose not to throw a flag for pass interference. And a few plays later, we saw an official throw one that was very technical. There was just nothing there. That happens game in and game out now. There are many big misses. We've always missed a few, but we didn't miss this many. Again, he said in the CFL, I don't want to do that, but he wanted to, it's not really important. But here's a headline. Referees aren't held accountable. When an early whistle negated a scoring play in Week 8, Tampa Bay coach Bruce Arians let it fly. He chastised the NFL's officiating department for refusing to hold refs and their crews accountable in the same way players and coaches and executives are. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL does grade officials on every play of every game, and the results largely dictate playoff assignments. Perry estimates that 2 or 3 major errors over a season can be enough to knock an official out of postseason work, which brings extra paychecks. But Perry agrees that the league has been too passive in managing underperforming officials.
At some point, they got to let. There's a lot of playoff games. You got to let a lot of referees get into the postseason. You can't ban too many of them.
It's ridiculous. You need 4 at each position.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you need.
That's a lot of guys,
That's all
though.
You need, though. You need 4 at each position.
I mean, I'm to the point where I want an asterisk on my 9-7 sticky for the Lions. It's 8-8 because I got robbed a game by the officials.
Yep.
No.
No? I said 9-7.
Nope. You just said that they'll be in the wild card.
Okay.
Flags for offensive
holding. That means
holding.
9-7. But
flags for offensive holding risen 33% from last season. Most of that came during the final first 2 weeks of the year. Then illegal blindside blocks, more than half of which have been called, and offensive players have nearly quadrupled. And while many fear that defensive pass interference calls would rise under the new system, it's actually led to a 32% uptick in offensive pass interference plays.
I owe Pete a sandwich.
What?
Yeah.
Then we're eating. Why? What happened?
The Dolphins beat the Jets.
Oh. All right, so we're even because I owed you one.
Yep. We're even, so now we're going to scrap the Dolphins, Jets, and the Richie Incognito sandwich bets.
Damn. But save them. Put them in a fold. I was going to say.
I am still owed one because Jim Harbaugh was the head coach in week one at Michigan. He did not take the Miami Dolphins head coaching job.
Should have. I will take.
Meatball sub at some point.
Okay. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Let me guess what you like your meatball sub.
No.
Cheese.
Right.
Actually, I'm not going to give you a hard time. It's a delicious.
That's about all.
That's
I need.
All you need. That's
it really is.
If you want to get crazy, put a little Parmesan sprinkle on it too.
Oh, that one. Well, it's going to be Parmesan cheese on it. But I mean, I like. I don't mind throwing peppers and onions in there once in a while. Not a lot. Diced.
A green pepper.
Onions enhance pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. Because if the meatball is made properly and fresh anyway,
should
you're
have
probably going to have minced onions in there anyway.
Yeah.
But
good times.
Oh. Good time.
That's something I want to learn how to make, like my own recipe. Good meatball.
Yeah. You can do a lot.
Yeah, the secret is not to make half pork, a good breadcrumb in there.
No, I'll tell you the half. You do ground beef, pork, and even if you veal, even lamb. It's so many things. But the key is to not make it like meatloaf.
Yeah, you don't want a meatloaf.
Yeah, that's key.
Too mushy, right? In your sandwich, for a sandwich.
Yeah, and you don't want to...
Uh-oh.
Don't want a hamburger either.
Breaking
news. Do
we
got breaking news?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
Chris got to get
together. Oh, boy.
What sport, Pete?
NFL.
Tease me.
NFL.
All right, here we go. Breaking news. And. Breaking news!
Okay.
Breaking news.
Battle continues. The Washington Redskins have announced they placed offensive tackle Trent Williams on the reserve non-football injury list. This is going to get ugly. His season is over. Phil Yates just tweeted out, the Redskins put on a clinic on how to completely waste a season of one of the most talented offensive tackles in football. Oh, man. Roger Goodell. Ooh, get ready.
I have one question.
Yeah, get ready.
What's this list?
The reserved non-football injury list.
Does he still get paid? Does he get paid a salary under this list? I would presume he does.
I would think he does.
By placing their starting non-football illness list. Two important notes. One, his season is over. Two, the team doesn't have to pay the roughly $6 million left on his salary.
Ooh.
Oh.
Now, but he'll get the year of service, I would imagine.
No,
right?
He does not get the $6 million left on his salary.
But he gets a year of service toward free agency.
So now he's just got to hang on for one more year in D.C. before he hits free agency.
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen. No way.
Wait a minute.
They're not trading him.
What's the players' union position on this? They're going to fight this.
He'll get paid.
He showed up.
He'll get paid. He'll get paid.
There's going to be – you want a war? I take it to war. That's what it's going to
be. You can't just not pay a guy.
He is one of the best left tackles in the game, too.
Yeah.
They so screwed this up. Wow.
And this is all because they misdiagnosed a tumor? That's what he's really
hung
up
on. Yeah, that's,
you know what, Redskins? Most inept franchise in the NFL now.
No.
Yes.
Past the Jets? I don't know.
Absolutely, past the Jets.
Flip a coin. They're so close. 6-5 and pick them.
I like the hire for the new GM for the Jets, bringing him over from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He'll get that thing turned around in New York.
Right now, the Jets.
Not with that coach. He's not.
Well, yeah, they got
Bruce
a bad
Allen?
Coach.
Come on. This dude's been at it for a decade.
What are you talking about?
That's the GM for Washington, right?
Yeah,
right.
You said Jets.
You said the Jets.
The GM for the Jets has come over from Philly. He'll get that figured out.
Right.
That will improve.
Well, not that. Yeah. Bruce Allen's got to go.
Bruce Allen, he's stuck there. Apparently, he's got a great relationship with Dan Snyder.
Right.
He ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, he should. Right?
So he's staying there. I mean, that's not a good thing.
Ooh, Tuxedo Pooh says, come into Firehouse Subs. They're a sponsor.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I was thinking
I'll take care
thing.
Of it, right? I'll be in tomorrow.
All right. At least the Jets, all right, they got a good safety.
Oh, six.
And they've drafted a quarterback. Whether you like Sam Darnold or not, he's their guy. They made their decision to move forward. You can't say that about the Redskins right now. You don't know what they have in Haskins.
I don't know.
And they got nobody on defense.
I got Landon Collins.
You got to let Sam Darnold continue to develop. I don't know how you develop. I do think there is a chance that Gase and or Kitchens or both could be gone after. I'm not dismissing it entirely.
I think there's.
I don't think you can.
There's a legitimate case to be made for Freddie Kitchens. He was put in a spot where he couldn't succeed.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready.
And his quarterback's
he went
worse.
From running backs coach to head coach in 8 months.
Yeah.
Triple option disagrees, Chris. Laugh my ass off. The Jets are way worse, and it's not even close. I think it's very
I would
let's
disagree
just say it's not
that.
Even close.
Yeah, it is
a stretch.
Very close.
I think very close. They are 1-1 A's, 6-5 in Pick'em. You could flip a coin. But because Bruce Allen has been doing it and with Dan Snyder for longer, I'd almost put them slightly ahead. Because this regime for the Jets screws everything up.
Yeah. He screws everything up.
Yeah.
Talk about enabling somebody. Unbelievable.
I mean, he and Jerry Jones once upon a time were kind of like neck and neck. The new guys in the league. Now they're the old guys in the league. And Jerry's in the Hall of Fame, and Daniel's just... And they were both known as meddling owners. What's the difference? What happened? And Jerry hasn't won a Super Bowl either, by the way.
Jerry started.
Well, I mean, not, you know,
Jerry started listening to Steven.
Is that what
it was?
Yeah,
and that's...
Jerry started listening to Steven. Steven, a little bit less likely to go out and overspend on players.
Yeah.
Because when it was Jerry calling the shots in the, early 2000s?
Yeah.
They weren't very good, the Cowboys.
Oh, no, they started over, though.
Yeah.
And then they built up, and then they drafted the triplets, and they moved on.
Mm-hmm. Giants fans, I think Pat Shurmur has a legit case to get fired. His play calling is horrendous. He either needs to be fired or moving to OC. Yeah, I mean, they'll look at that, too, because I don't think he's a good coach at all.
I'll keep with my thought on that. If I've got Daniel Jones, who seems to be a pretty good quarterback, I don't want to mess with him, having him learn another playbook, another offense. Give him time to figure this offense out.
Let's see how they close it out here. Yeah. They're playing the Jets.
Well, see, Sunday. Daniel Jones, if you fire Shurmur, I mean, Daniel Jones only has a little more than a half the season with Shurmur as opposed to Sam Darnold. It'll be his third guy in three years.
Yeah.
Same thing with Baker. Third guy, you go back to Hugh, it'll be three guys in 3 years. Those situations are worse. Ugh.
Yep.
Man. Very interesting. And in case you missed it earlier, Antonio Brown... supposed to have a meeting next week to discuss his personal...
Which I don't know how this happens, according to Antonio Brown, after what you're about to read here. This is embarrassing. I mean, it's totally typical of him. This guy is just... he needs psychological help. Well,
They were finally going to have a meeting with him on his personal
Where is his family?
Policy.
Does he have any immediate... does he have anybody, close friends, that can either drug him, pass him, and bring him to a clinic and say... you're staying here.
Honestly, from the Sports Illustrated article that came out before the season started.
He was semi-homeless when he was a kid, right?
Well, I know that.
But they talked with a few of like his coaches from high school and a few friends, and it sounds like if you're not a yes man, he kind of boxes you out of his life.
Really?
That's what that article made it sound like.
But these millionaire players with their, excuse me for using this phrase, LeBron James, their posse, they're all yes men.
Yeah,
right?
but even amongst the posse, yes, man, there's got to be. You're telling me this
is Maverick Carter telling LeBron what to do?
This guy doesn't have a bestie, whatever you want to call it, BF. This guy doesn't have, I don't think, very close ties to anybody that is serious about carrying him as a person. Because if they did, he'd be in rehab. I know he doesn't want to. I know he doesn't think he's, has mental issues. He clearly does.
So last week we were wondering, where's the NFL on this investigation with all these charges and accusations against them?
Supposed to be next Wednesday.
And so next week on the 14th.
I saw the 13th, but
I'm looking at it right now. In print.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think that's a week from today. Well, either way, it's supposed to be next week to talk about the NFL's personal conduct policy and whether he could be reinstated or not. I mean, he's not going to be reinstated. Don't get me wrong. And then all of a sudden, while that's on the board, then he goes off on Twitter and says, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100%. To see them treat me like this is unfairly, whatever. Making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL. I'll never play in that S. Treat black people or worse. Clear my name and go F yourself.
San Diego.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. And now he's supposed to go meet with Roger Goodell and explain himself. If he does go, as we said, he's a hypocrite.
Because this is the second time he has said he'll never, he doesn't need the league.
Yep.
Doesn't need it. I'm an entrepreneur.
Then go.
Business is booming.
Go.
Got $24 million in the bank. I don't need the NFL. It doesn't define me.
You know what? He can't stand that the league is going on without him. Just fine.
I enjoyed it. I mean, the first seven
Nobody
weeks
cares,
of
AB.
Preseason and actual start of the season was a nightmare having to cover him every day.
No one player in any sport is going to be bigger than the league. Ain't going to be. Sorry. You're really good. Life goes on. You know?
Yeah.
Life goes on. But I don't know how he's going to present. I don't know how he goes to that meeting in New York next week. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how. I'm dying to wait to see. Of course, Roger Goodell has no guts, so he won't respond to this at all in any way, shape, or form.
He shouldn't respond to this.
Well, even if it's a generic, you know, couple of lines, somebody say something. Like, is the meeting still on? Yeah. Why? But he said he doesn't want to play anymore. So I'd say, well, he doesn't want to play in the league anymore. Told you to go bleep yourself, because that's who he's speaking to, is the league, speaking to Roger Goodell. So why would you have a meeting for a guy that just told you to bleep yourself?
The move, depending on what the NFL has uncovered, which could be nothing or it could be everything before this meeting, is to put him on the commissioner's list. And so next week he may learn he can't play anyway, even though he wants to play, but he says he doesn't want to play, just try and save face.
And that's just it. And, you know, early today, Mike McCann pointed out this, and we're going to get him on. The obscenities and indignation in Antonio Brown's tweet will attract the headlines, but he's also asking for something the NFL cannot do, which is clear his name. He's been sued in a sexual assault case that won't be resolved for months unless Brown reaches a settlement with the accuser. But this wasn't about the accuser. This is about the league.
Yep.
So get some help, man. He never will. He never will.
Again, I don't want to make light. I'm calling him bipolar, but this is bipolar behavior. One week he's like, bleep the NFL. I don't ever want to play again. Don't need to. And the next week he's tweeting out, hey, I'm ready. 30 teams in the league want me and can have me. Just pick up the phone. And then the week later, bleep the NFL. I don't ever want to play again. He's a nutcase.
And I know that his agent keeps saying that Drew Rosenhaus keeps saying there's teams, and there's other reports that saying teams are interested. Look, after the Seattle said no, and did the due diligence and instead signed Josh Gordon, who won't be with them either much longer, I'm predicting, in 4 or 5 weeks.
He'll miss a meeting.
Who'd you rather sign?
Oh, Josh Gordon.
No, I'm saying Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Or Antonio Brown.
Dez Bryant's a possession receiver.
I get it. They're different players.
Antonio Brown is explosive and the best in the league, and he's a pain in the ass. And
one's in his prime, one's not. But one's going to cause a much bigger stink in the locker room and saying something when Dez is the more level-headed of the two.
Can I pass on both?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I got Galladay and Jones, even though we don't play them.
You don't play them in the red zone.
They're on the bench.
You don't play them in the red
zone. When the game's on the line.
No,
but
ridiculous.
We got the guys. Ends.
Who'd you throw the ball to?
The third-string tight end. Yeah. Not even that first-round
T.J. Hockenson.
Draft. No, it wasn't him.
No, that was your first-rounder.
Right, that's not who we threw the ball to.
I'm aware.
Oh, okay. I
want to know the name of the third-string tight end that you threw the ball to.
Some guy.
Well, we'll find out.
Tight end, third-string tight end in the back of the end zone. And by the way, if you've got three tight ends and a fullback in, why was it Matthew Stafford was
that's
on,
right.
under
it
pressure?
It was Logan Thomas, former quarterback of Virginia Tech.
Mm.
Good hands. And nobody blocked. Matthew Stafford was under pressure the minute he got the ball.
James you threw the ball to?
I think there were two in the area.
Yeah, there was.
So it was a botched route.
It was a
route.
Horrible throw.
There was a guy in the middle of the end zone and one in the back line of the end zone. It was horrible.
It was a horrible formation, horrible play call for that time. And to not have your best players
And the Raiders had just called a timeout.
I know.
And screwed themselves to give us our time to get our act together.
Gruden was pissed.
He should have been. He had Chucky face.
Pissed.
He had the Chucky face. No doubt about it.
It was that look where he's not. Yeah. He doesn't even look mad, but you can just tell he's like, I got to cover this up.
Yeah, they're on the one, closing seconds. Lionel's file play, as you said, to the tight end Logan Thomas, but Joseph was there to prevent the catch, seeing the victory for the Raiders. Yeah. Of course, it shouldn't have come down to that either. They should have had that game in hand. I thought they were going to win outright.
Yeah.
They had a lead.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
But that was such a bad call, a play call by Patricia there.
So we got bad calls from officials in some games. Other games, the coaches have bad calls. We're doomed. We're doomed. I need to be in charge of everything.
Yeah, and TJ Hawkinson was hurt, so he wasn't.
It's because he likes to leap over people and get concussions. All right.
And by the way, the other thing I'm tired of is, multiple players jumping into the stands. I mean, Green Bay started it.
I
don't know. I mean,
I couldn't do the leap. Couldn't make it. I would embarrass myself.
But like people who are making blocks now, I should say this. Let me rephrase. Non-scorers now, who just block on the player, now jumping into the stands with players who actually did score.
That's a team game.
They want to be part of it.
Celebrate. Live it up. Offensive linemen never going to get that.
Let 11 guys jump in.
Probably don't like when the defense forces a turnover. They all go to the end zone and kind of pose with each other.
But I see more than 11 guys now. I thought that was against the rule.
No, it's just 11.
No, it looks like more.
No, it's just 11.
I'm going to go to the videotape on that.
Yeah.
All right, more football. Sheeman and Shepherd. Don't forget Wikipedia coming up.
I love it.
99.3 ESPN.
The Let's Have Fun League.
99.3 ESPN.
Not everybody.
No. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app. Well, JT.
I want to read some of these responses.
Well done.
Who?
Well done. Justin Timberlake.
He was halftime performer at the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Probably not what he's best known for, but yeah.
What wasn't his best show?
It wasn't a great show. You're right about that. It was not a great show. Mainly because I was expecting NSYNC to reunite on stage. And when that didn't happen, I was...
Yeah, we were all looking for it.
Very disappointed.
Some sort of cameo was required.
Just something.
There. Yeah. Like, throw a bone to the guys that you made it big with, right?
Give me a Lance Bass. Why not?
It's like during the early 80s when Thriller came out and the Jackson 5, reunited on stage. Nobody knew that was coming. Remember that?
Yeah.
So maybe it was so expected that... him not doing it was unexpected.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it. You're right.
Who else was that? Was Joey Fatone? Or am I getting my boy band guys mixed up? Lance
Bass. Joey was NSYNC.
And Lance. And then
you got JC.
So I'm missing one. Right?
You got JC.
Or was there five?
There was five.
Okay. There was
JC.
The two other guys.
And then there was the one everyone forgot.
Yeah. And Pete Shepard has no idea what we're talking about.
No clue.
No, not really. I mean, I know who's the Fatone guy. I know him.
Joey Fatone, yeah.
Know him.
You know,
he's done some cooking shows stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him.
You know, at one time, JT, when he was with NSYNC, was dating Britney Spears. Did you know that, Pete Shepard? While she was at the peak of her game.
Maybe.
That was a power couple right there.
That was a young power couple.
That was. They ruled everything.
Yeah.
What?
Media.
Earth.
National Enquirer?
Yes. Yes.
Why should I care about what they do?
Paparazzi.
What?
TMZ.
But why do I care?
It wasn't a thing at the time.
Why do I care what they do or where they go?
Oh, Brangelina?
Same thing.
Come on, that was nothing.
Why do I care about Hollywood couples and where they go and where they eat?
Justin-y.
I don't know. I made it up.
I was pretty good on the fly there.
You guys don't get caught up in that nonsense.
No, but I know about it because it's my job to be on top of pop culture, which I am.
Okay, so how many, when you saw Brad and Angelina Jolie back in the day, and then, what?
Well, I was never a fan of Brangelina because I was always Team Jen.
No, quiz him. See if he knows who you're talking
about. What Jen?
Who's Jen?
Jenny Lopez.
Nope.
Jenny from the Block?
Nope. You're fired. Same person. Jennifer...
Aniston?
Yeah!
That's acceptable. I love her.
I was always Team Jen, not Team Angelina.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you.
Although by the end,
I
was fine with it.
You got used to it.
You got used to it, I guess.
I didn't want to run around with 18 kids.
But I've got a whole theory on Jen Aniston.
Yeah.
There's something wrong there.
She's
Did you see
easy.
Her housekeeping thing? Did you see that
no.
story
I've
about?
I've seen that headline pop up numerous times, and I've never clicked it as clickbait because it's one of those stories that clicks on forever.
She keeps her house very tidy and very neat.
For her to be that, I mean, she's a stone cold fox still today.
Yeah,
she might look better today than
at
age 50 than she did when she was on Friends in like late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah,
she might look better now.
Yeah.
But she's never been married.
She was married.
Brief marriage.
For 2 years.
Brief
she's been married.
Married
twice.
Was she married to Brad? I thought they were just engaged.
No, they were married for like 4 years.
Really? There's got to be something wrong
there
for her to...
And then this latest Thoreau guy, that was a marriage that ended in 18 months or whatever.
It was quick.
Yeah.
There's got to be something there beneath the surface.
There's been a lot of guys from Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. High maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a problem. She got to look in the mirror.
Chris Kirkpatrick was the NSYNC member we were missing. Thank you, guys.
Who nailed that?
Scott from Lehigh got it. Before Our Lunch also got it.
Wow. So, yeah, I agree with your theory 1,000%. Just got to look in the mirror.
Yeah, who can forget that great performance, her first role in Leprechaun. Fantastic.
Is that the one where she got naked?
No, she was a teenager.
Like We're the Millers.
She got semi-naked. That was a crazy
movie. I know Pete
crazy,
has never seen it.
It's unbelievable.
What?
You've never seen We're the Millers, right?
I think I have.
Jennifer Aniston and then the dude from Saturday Night Live.
Jason Sudeikis.
Who I like.
Who's married to Olivia Wilde, who's also Stone Cold Fox.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, that was a good movie. Liked it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her personal life, I mean...
ebbs and flows.
Pineapple Pizza Eyes says, I think Aniston and Pitt broke up because of his drinking. It was because Angelina Jolie stole him on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes. Bingo. You nailed
yes,
it.
Pop culture that's
what right here.
Which is a really good movie. And you
it
can,
is very
you
good
can
movie.
Tell.
It's violent. A lot of shooting them up.
You can tell, though, there's something there.
Magic.
But he's not that good of an actor.
Right.
I mean, they lock eyes in that movie, and I mean it's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper on stage at the Oscars earlier this year. Like there's some there.
That is so funny. All right, sorry, Pete. I know you have
no
idea.
You said
what
Justin
we're
Thoreau
about.
Was she married to? I think you brought him up in May of 2011. The following January, they purchased a home in L.A. in the Bel Air.
Moved fast.
22 mil, became engaged in August 10th of 2012, married in August of 2015 at their estate, and separated at the end of 2017.
Oh, horrible bosses as well. Jen Aniston.
Oh, she's great in
Come on.
But that
she's
movie
got
she
the
was
doctor's
in,
coat on with nothing on underneath? Come on, yeah.
She plays like a psycho nutjob seductress in one of those movies. It was kind of like a B-movie that got a lot of... she was very good.
What was the Jim Carrey movie where he played God? Did he play God or was he?
Yeah, Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
He was given God's powers
from Morgan Freeman.
Yes, Morgan Freeman was God.
Right. Yeah.
Meet you on the 7th at 7.
That was a cute movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, the breakup with Vince Vaughn.
The Sabres won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
He set up an email address to just answer everybody's prayers. He says yes to everyone.
Yeah.
Like 4 million people win the lottery.
Yeah.
They took home like $1.38 a piece.
The dog standing up taking a whiz in the toilet. It was just a weird world. Man.
But again, another Jen Aniston movie where she looks better today than she did in that movie.
Yeah.
Just go with her just and Adam it. Sandler Adam have Sandler. Been in some a lot of movies
a
recently.
A lot of movies. Yeah. All the same movie.
Yeah. It's the same movie. You're right.
And he also does a lot of the same movies with, who's the other blonde chick, former, it was 22 Dates, or it was the same day over and over again.
From E.T.
51st Dates.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. They've got like three movies together that
are
all the
same
plot.
They've done a lot of movies as well.
Adam Sandler getting it done.
You know, for a guy who's
doesn't seem to have any outlandish talents,
he's made a really great career for himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Did we cover anything?
She's terrific.
No.
I feel like for 10 minutes, Pete's been trying to get out some sort of breaking football story or something. And
no, I'm trying to look up some. I'm trying to find that stupid movie where you guys thought she was naked. And she played some seductive.
Well,
I forget what it
Mr.
was.
Skin, you'll find it. Type in Jennifer Aniston.
They kidnapped somebody. She blackmailed somebody for money or something like that. I don't ever think
she's done total nudity.
No.
No, she. But this was close.
Not total, but.
Yeah. I mean, a backside
upward,
shot or something.
No, you know?
I don't think so.
It's not Halle Berry and Monsters Ball or.
Well, that's a dad.
No, I thought that was something fish.
Also Swordfish.
No.
Yeah,
two different movies. No, Halle Berry
Monsters Ball
that
is better than the Swordfish
scene. Really?
Oh, that's
yes,
flat
it
out.
Is.
It's kind of disturbing, though, in a way.
Really?
Yeah, because of the circumstances leading up to that big, massive sex scene that she and Billy Bob Thornton have. Hmm. Billy Ray Thornton. Billy Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty intense.
Another interesting dude.
Yeah, they wore like vials of blood of each other's blood on a necklace for a while.
Yeah, they did.
That was
an odd couple.
Yeah,
you know, I knew it went last. It's too hot and heavy.
Too hot and heavy.
Too intense.
You know
if you're
what
trading
that was?
Blood.
That was lust, not love. There's a difference, and we need to start recognizing the difference in this country.
You're right. I could see it one way, him toward her, but what did she see in him? He's not a lust type looking guy.
No, look, he's got that bad boy thing going on.
Yeah, but he's also kind of ugly. He's not a hand. Okay, Brad Pitt or Billy Bob Thornton? Yeah.
No, this is aggravating. I got to find the movie. No, I'm not talking about Horrible Bosses. There's a movie where she she's in on the scam with her boyfriend, and she lets herself get basically molested. It's a crime drama, and she's in on it. And the guy watching her get it is really her husband, and they're doing it on purpose so they could scam the guy out of it. It's a totally out of her realm of what
normal
you would think.
Role. Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah. So I got to find
it. Gasback says you guys just threw sports right out the window today. Well, listen,
you've done a lot of sports today.
It was 100% sports till 4:30. From 2 to 4:30, two and a half solid hours of sports.
Absolutely.
I mean, we met our quota.
100% we did.
And don't forget, we got Tim Brando coming up next hour to talk college football.
We got Rick Horrell. We're going to talk sports business.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of sports going on, and we just took one little short segment to talk about what we wanted to talk about.
That's it. There was this segment.
That's all it is. Not to mention, it's kind of the last real segment for us for the day, so we're treating it like the last segment of the show.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And Chris is up in a soccer game, and so we're good.
I'm up a goal and a half right now, boys. I'm counting
the Skittles. You got six minutes left, plus added time. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Wikipedia.
Sports-related.
Sports.
Yes.
It is going to be Chargers and Raiders trivia since they play tonight on Thursday Night Football. Chris, what are we giving away? You're giving away
Two more tickets to the Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers Classic on November 27th. And if you if you're caller number 9, you'll also be put in to be one of 10 to win a VIP experience where you get courtside, signed basketball, a little behind-the-scenes tour of how they make everything run so smoothly over there. A lot of great stuff.
That all can be yours.
If the
your
price
caller
is right.
Number 9. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Real Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, here we go. Time for Wikipedia. Call the number 9 is Bill in the Cape. Bill, how are you, sir?
Hey, Bill.
Pretty good.
All right, Bill, how old are you?
43.
43. Right. And, Bill, what do you do for a living?
I do concrete work for pool companies.
All right.
Sweet.
And what? How long does it take to build a pool?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
If you're on it.
Bang it out?
Mm.
All right.
Maybe 3. If you bang it out.
All right. Sounds good. All right. What's your favorite football team? Because we're doing Chargers and Raiders trivia tonight since it's Thursday Night Football.
Well, the last few years, unfortunately, the Giants.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, at least you know football. Here we go. You, the first one of 3 correct answers is the winner. We'll go with you first, Bill. What Hall of Fame running back split his career between the Raiders and the Chiefs?
The Raiders and the Chiefs.
Yep. Hall of Famer. Got a guess?
No.
All right, PJ.
I believe it was Marcus Allen.
That would be correct, Marcus Allen.
That's, mm-hmm.
That's all right. Nobody gets any points for that. Pete Shepard.
What?
Your first question.
Yes.
What? What former Raider tight end was nicknamed
the Ghost?
Dave Casper!
That is correct, sir.
Is that where Casper the Ghost comes from?
No, Casper the Ghost was a cartoon character.
Why they named Dave Casper that.
Yeah.
Wait, the movie wasn't the first one?
The cartoon.
There was a cartoon in the 70s.
Way before
70s.
That, yeah. Huh? In the 60s, I think it came out.
Yep. Who knew?
Before Dave Casper. Yeah. Who knew?
People
everybody?
Over the age of 30. All right. Bill in the Cape, who was the head coach of the San Diego Chargers in 2006 when they finished with a 14-2 record?
Um, Was it Schottenheimer? Yes!
Marty Schottenheimer! We are tied at one. All right, Pete Shepard, here you go. What city did the Chargers play in their inaugural season in the AFL in 1960?
I think the obvious answer. Yeah, it was Los Angeles, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
In fact, a little fun fact, the Raiders have never beaten the Los Angeles Chargers in 1960, 2017, and 2018. Mm. All right, Pete Shepard coming from behind with a 2-1 lead. Next question is for Bill in the Cape. Bill, Chris is the son of what Hall of Fame Raider who was drafted second overall by the Rams in the 2000 NFL draft? So who was Chris's dad?
2008 NFL draft.
What did I say?
2008.
Who was Chris's Hall of Fame dad?
Chris has a Hall of Fame dad Raider. Chris was drafted in 2008. His dad played a bit earlier, obviously.
A long time ago.
See him on TV a lot.
And you said he was drafted. He played on the Raiders.
Yeah, his Hall of Fame dad played on the Raiders.
His Hall of Fame dad played on the Raiders.
Yes.
The Chris we're talking about played with the Eagles and the Patriots,
and the Rams.
And it has a brother on the Bears.
Yeah.
All right.
And this segment is really long.
No clue.
Oh yes, sir. Okay.
You know Howie,
Howie Long.
Howie Long is
I was going to say that.
It was an awkwardly worded question.
It was a poorly worded question. That's I'll shoulder that one.
I don't know. He gave him 8 million hints. no offense.
All right. But Pete with a 2-1 lead.
Oh, here we go.
Here's Pete's chance to win. What former Raiders coach famously feared flying?
Oh, John Madden.
Yes! Pete Shepard wins one.
Hey, I won a lot. I lose a lot, but I win a lot.
That's all right. Hey, Bill, we're still going to take care of you. Thank you for playing.
Good job, Bill.
And we'll put you on hold, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bill in the Cape, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Pete Shepard.
One of the greatest calls ever in the history of sports, as you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we played it on this program once, but it's worth maybe playing again.
What's that?
It's the Holy Roller call
from
the Chargers broadcasting team.
Can we do NFL Films
music? When somehow John Madden's coach Raiders, and this is how they changed. They talk about changing rules, remember? Can't fumble forward. And it's absolutely one of the most brilliant calls in sports history. It just is. As far as entertainment factor.
See if you can dig it up.
Yeah.
Who is the all-time leading rusher for the Chargers?
Tomlinson?
Yeah. LaDainian, those of you playing at home.
Yes, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
How many cities have the Chargers called
Sheeman.
Home?
Los Angeles, San Diego. Is it a trick question?
No, it's just a question.
San Diego, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
There you go. Way to be first.
All
right, maybe we'll have the Holy Roller call.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try and find it. It is, if you've never heard it, it is one of the – it's happened in the 70s. It's absolutely one of the most brilliant calls. Somehow the Raiders stole a game away from the Chargers in San Diego was a classic.
I bet they play it tonight.
Whatever happened to John Madden?
He's around.
Still hanging around?
Yeah. Collecting a lot of money from
the video games. Yeah. No, I got that.
Still lives on the West Coast in the Bay Area. Doesn't do a lot of media.
Really?
Never did when he was.
No.
No.
Huh?
No.
You know, he was in the movie The Little Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really, really good sports movie.
I'm going to question your judgment on that. But
what are you talking about? Icebox? Come on. She's the best player on the team.
Okay. Fine.
Hot Hands? He had to use Stick'Em and stuck to his chest?
Yeah, you know where you got that idea from.
Who?
The Raiders.
Dave Casper?
No.
The Friendly Ghost?
Lester Hayes, number 37.
Because right. Dave Casper's the one that's speaking of Dave Casper. Because it all ties in. So I think we should I'll find and punch it up.
You're going to have to squeeze it in because we got Rick Harrell coming up.
I know, we can squeeze it in.
It's busy. Update. That's what.
And
never mind.
Timmy B, Tim Brando from Fox Sports breaking down LSU and Alabama like nobody's business. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.